I am so excited about where we are going. And I was talking earlier with the speaker we're about to bring up right now. Nicholas Odom and Justin Peterson sort of led the country as millennials in running their way to platinum faster than anybody in the 42-year history of the company. They as well ran to get their $100,000 ring, and I believe they're very close now to their $150,000 ring if they hadn't already surpassed it. I talked to Justin yesterday morning as he was getting on a plane to California to continue the Millennial Tour, and they have quite a story about where this company is going. And so when Nick and I were talking, I wanted him to share some of the ideas and bring on whoever he wanted to share ideas about how they and how we can make that happen in a bigger and bigger way. I know that we're setting up for next week's conference, which I believe is going to be without reference. People will be talking about for years. But I have heard Nick train on three or four other occasions. And I will tell you that I have a yellow pad and a good writing pen in front of me. I hope each one of you do, because there'll be information here that you can take action on probably tonight, but certainly tomorrow. So, Nick, we want to turn it over to you. Take it away.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely, we can.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, you know, to the Acoins, to the Gardeners for giving me the opportunity to come on and just share a little bit with you guys tonight. I'm really, really excited. You know, I'm sure a lot of you guys have heard us say that. You know, we're so excited about what's going on in the company right now. And for people who have been around a long time, you know that right now the company is moving faster than ever. It's growing faster than ever. We're seeing, huge teams being built, huge incomes being built. We're seeing people smash through ranks and hit new rings, and the stories are incredible. And for those of you guys that are new, you're brand new to the team, you're brand new to the Legal Shield company, welcome. You have chosen the best time possible to get started with this company. The timing couldn't be better, and I'm so excited to be on, just to talk to you guys about how you can take your business to the next level. And over the last week, Ben Notini and I have been traveling, the country with this Millennial Tour. We spent a couple days in Arizona. I went to Tennessee. He went to Denver, Colorado. We had an incredible, incredible time. And during that, during those travels, I talked to a lot of the people we met about the basics of network marketing, about what it takes to build a business from zero to, $100,000. What is required, to put in, into the system, into this company to create that type of income. And what I've found is that even though a lot of people, ask for what is the secret, what is the millennial way, what are you guys doing differently? The truth is we are really plugging into a system that's been around for, 44 years, a system that has already been proven to work, okay? A system that has taken the company to $500 million in yearly revenue. That's taken the company to pay out over $1 billion in commissions in its lifetime. That's helped, hundreds of people become millionaire club members and thousands of people become six-figure ring earners. That same system, we are using it almost exactly the same way. And so I wanted to go through with you guys today just the basics. And I know some of you on the call who've been in the company for 5, 6, 10, 20 years, you may go, well, I know the basics. Well, what I've found, while going on these incredible trips the last couple of weeks is that most people have heard the basics and they maybe even know the basics, but a lot of times they aren't implementing the basics, and that's why they're not getting the results that they want. So what I want you to ask yourself first, before I go into all of this, is ask yourself, am I where I want to be with my Legal Shield business? Do I have the business that I've always wanted? Am I hitting all of the goals that I set for myself? And if the answer is yes, great. But if the answer is no, really tune in to what I'm about to share with you guys, because just a small couple of tweaks in what you're doing could be the difference between all the success that you've ever dreamed of and having everybody say no to you. It's really that simple. Just a couple small things can be the entire difference in your business. So really there are only six main things you need to do when launching your Legal Shield business. Number one, write down your why. We talk about this all the time. We talk about figuring out what is your why, what really will drive you to the success that you want. We talk about figuring out something that's a little bit deeper. It's not necessarily that you want a new BMW. You kind of have to ask yourself, well, why do I want a new BMW? And maybe the answer is, well, because I want to, you know, enjoy some of the luxuries of life. And you go, well, why do you want to enjoy some of the luxuries of life? And you go, well, I want to experience everything that life has to offer. You know, imagine the difference between writing down, you know, I want to earn a new BMW and I want to experience all that life has to offer. It's a little bit more powerful. Well, you need to figure out what is that deep why? What is that real reason why you're waking up in the morning? Why are you building this business? And I think a lot of people have done that. They've thought about, oh, I'm doing this for my daughter. I'm doing this for my husband. I'm doing this for my family. I'm doing this for the freedom. I'm doing this because I want to prove myself right. Whatever that reason is, here's the important part that I think a lot of people are missing. You have to write it down, and you have to put it in front of you. One of my biggest mentors in life is a guy named Bob Proctor, and he says, whatever is in front of you is what's most important to you. Whatever is in front of you is what's most important to you, and if something's not in front of you, it's not important to you. And I think about how most of my friends spend their days. You know, the things they keep in front of them are a lot of times it'll be screens, whether it's your phone or TV or a computer screen. You know, it's high-calorie foods, it's the media. Those are the things that are in front of them all the time. That's what they're focused on. And what you really need to do is you need to figure out what that why is, what really is driving you, and you need to put it all over your life. You need to make it your background on every single one of those screens. You need to post it in your bathroom, on your ceiling, in your car. Keep it in front of you wherever you go. Make that your real focus in life. So you're constantly reminding yourself, why are you doing this? Because the why is so much, it's just so much more powerful than the how or the what. That's all you really need is the why. If you have a strong enough why, nothing else matters in this business. So if you haven't taken the time to write down your why or to print it out or to post it up around your life, do that. Do it today. Seriously, put that in front of you because what's in front of you is what's important to you. Now, number two, you know, as far as the basics go in this business, number two is making a list. And this is something that I have been just mind blown to see the different ways people have tried to mess up this basic. There's only one correct way to do this. Let me make sure I'm clear on that. There's only one correct way to do this, and it is to get pen and paper and write down every single person you've ever met in your entire life. You have to do it that way. You cannot make a list on your phone. You cannot make a list in your computer. You cannot use a device for this, okay? You can't scroll through your contact list. You can't scroll through your Facebook list when you're building this business. You have to create a paper list. Here's why. When you write down someone's name, and keep in mind, you might write down people that you never want to contact ever again. You know, I know Ben, who's here in Raleigh with me right now, you know, he wrote down some of his ex-girlfriends that he told me he would never call. We're getting some interference here. Whoever is not muted, if you would, please mute out. But Ben told me that he would never call any of these ex-girlfriends, but he wrote their names down anyway. And here's why you do that. Because when you write down that ex-girlfriend, that ex-boyfriend, that friend that isn't a friend anymore, the person that you don't want to talk to again, when you write down their name, does something in your brain. It brings back the memories of when you were with that person, and it reminds you of who are their friends, who lives in their neighborhood, who were your friends when you were dating that person, right? It brings back all those connections. And so as you write down names of people that come to mind right away, you'll remember all of the other people that you are forgetting. And it's amazing because whenever I ask someone, and keep in mind, this is with a lot of times this is with 18, 20, 25-year-olds. If you're older than that, your list will be much larger because you've had a lot more time to gather contacts and meet people throughout your life. But when I ask an 18-year-old to list out loud as many people as they can, most people can't get past 15 or 20. But if I ask them to write it down on paper, almost every single time they have a list of 400 or 500 names of people that they can then contact. So if you haven't taken the time to write down your list on paper, this is abundantly the most important thing you can do for your legal show business today. You need to make that list. You need to take the time to go through and write down every single one, not just because you'll have the list, but because of the thought jogger, because it will remind you of everybody that you have access to in your network. So that's super, super important. Okay, number three, as far as the basics go, you need to master the invite process. This might be the most important skill in network marketing. This could be the difference between you making a six-figure income and staying at the job that you dislike. I'm so serious about that. This is the most important skill that you can master. And what it is about, it's about getting people to take a look at a tool or to come to an event. I don't want you to learn how to present this product, especially if you're brand new. If you're brand new, don't even worry about all the details of the product, of the opportunity. Here's all I want you to do. I want you to get really, really good at inviting people to take a look at it. You want to treat this like you're trying to get someone to try calamari for the first time. And the reason I use that analogy is because if you tell somebody that they're about to eat fried squid, a lot of people will be unwilling to taste it. And the truth is, we know, you know, a lot of us on this call know who have tried foods that we thought we wouldn't like and ended up liking them. If you try it, you might like it. But sometimes people are afraid to try it because they hear it's squid. So if you want to get a friend to try calamari, you have to say, hey, just trust me on this. You're going to like it. And they go, what is it? I can't tell you. Just try it first. And after they try it, if they say, hey, I really don't like this, this is for me, you're not going to force them to eat anymore. But at least they tried it so they could give you they could really tell you if it's for them or not. Well, a lot of people in this business are letting their friends say no to the opportunity before they've actually gone and gotten a full look at it, before they've come to an event and really heard all the information. You know, I see every single day people going up to people and saying, hey, have you heard of Legal Shield? It's like having a lawyer in your pocket. And a lot of people think, well, I don't need a lawyer. And so now they dismiss it completely. It's no longer something they're even willing to take a look at. If you invite them to an event now, they're going to say, well, I don't really think I need that. And people have an amazing characteristic where they believe they know a lot more than they do because they got that little piece of information. What you have to do is you have to get your friends, get your family to come to the event and hear the entire information out. Come to the briefing, come to the PDR, get on the private conference call, watch the DVD, whatever it is, whatever tool or event you want to use. You have to get them to come to the exposure, and after they've heard all the information out, if they say, hey, this isn't for me, you say, no problem. Thank you so much for taking a look. No pressure, right? No pressure. But if your friend says, well, hey, I don't know if I want to come to the event unless you tell me what it is, you have to be like, look, as a friend, I really need you to trust me. There's no way I can explain this to you over the phone. You have to come see it for yourself. You have to get people to come take a look. Pretend like you're a billboard. You know, not an advertisement. When you drive by a billboard, if it says briefing Thursday night at 7, and you ask the billboard, wow, what is that about? The billboard will not say anything back. It can only say what's written on it. You need to treat this business the same way. When you're inviting someone to take a look at this, this is one way that I do that. First, I clear the schedule. You know, hey, Ben, what are you doing, you know, Thursday at 7? He says nothing. I say, perfect. You know, me and a couple friends were actually launching a new smartphone app. You know, we're getting together Thursday night at 7 to go over all the details. And Ben, I know you were someone that was really business-minded, you know, in high school. And I was just wondering, would you be willing to come and just check out what we're doing and give me your honest opinion on it. And he says, well, you know, what's the app about? And I say, well, honestly, Ben, we're keeping all the details under wraps until the meeting, you know, but we're going to go over all the details there. Would you be willing to come and give me your opinion on it? You see how I am, you know, clearly, you know, letting him know he's going to be coming to observe a business and I want to get his opinion on it, but I'm not telling him what it is. And that way he'll come in with an open mind and hear all the information before he says yes or no. This also, if any of you guys have run into the issue where you feel like your friends and family are upset that you've been bothering them about Legal Shield, this is how to solve that problem completely. Oftentimes, the people that are getting that response, it's because they're constantly talking about Legal Shield to their friends and family. They're verbally vomiting on them. Whereas if you had just invited those people to come take a look and let the third party, let the speaker explain it for you, you know, it would have been an entirely different perspective for them, and they would have never felt pressured. I oftentimes have guests that come and say, hey, this isn't for me, and I say, no problem. Thank you so much for giving me your opinion. And they leave feeling good that they helped me out instead of feeling bad like I pressured them to do something. So master the invite process. This is the most important thing. And when I say master it, I mean you need to practice it. I would wager that most people on this call have never called their upline and practiced inviting them. Think about how much time we spend practicing for our careers. You know, you spend 4 years in college to learn how to do a job. You spend multiple weeks or months training once you get to the company that you're with to learn how to do that job. A lot of people start in Legal Shield and they think that they can go ahead and make their first call right then. They don't need to practice at all. And some people say, well, it's cheesy to like role play and call my upline and they're going to think I'm silly. And here's the deal. You can either be worried about what people think or you can make money, but you can't do both. So what I'm challenging everyone on this call to do is to practice this process. Get good at inviting people. Become a master of the invite process. Get so good that people constantly, when they meet you, want to know about what you do and you would plug them into a tool or an event. That's the best way to build this business. Now, number four on the basics is the law of averages. And this is so, so important. If you're brand new in the business or if you're a couple weeks or a couple months in the business, pay really, really close attention to this, because a lot of people get really discouraged when they first start in Legal Shield because the first two or three people they talk to say no. Well, here's the thing. Most people are going to say no to the business. Imagine if you're a doctor or a lawyer or an accountant and you called up every one of your friends and said, hey, would you like to also be an accountant? Most of them would say no. Now, that's not something you should take personally, right? It's not like, wow, they must not like me. Obviously, they just don't want to be an accountant. Here's the good part about that. If everybody wanted to be an accountant, accountants wouldn't make any money. If everybody wanted to be a Legal Shield associate, they wouldn't be able to pay us as much as they do. That's how the world works. So it's a good thing that most people don't want to do the business with us. Don't take it personally when someone says no. But you want to understand the averages. You know, the law of averages states that if you do an activity for long enough, a ratio will appear. You know, you start talking to people about Legal Shield, you invite them out to the event, maybe you invite out 10 and one gets started. So the next time you invite 10 out, what do you expect to happen? One will probably get started. Talk to 10, get one. Talk to 10, get one. Talk to 10, get one. And that's awesome. If you only get one out of 10, you can make as much money as you want in this business. All you have to do is talk to more people. So the ratio doesn't matter, but it's important to know the ratio, because if you go out and you say, and I'm going to read some people's minds right now, you're brand new in the business, you're thinking, okay, if my buddy Matt just gets started, I'm going to make so much money. A lot of people treat this business like that. They have three or four people in mind that they really believe will do well, and they get excited about those people saying yes, and when they say no, they say, well, it must not have worked. Well, the truth is, you know, if you only talk to three or four, you might not have found the one in 10 yet. So you need to go in knowing most people are going to say no, and that's okay. It's actually a good thing because, you know, you talk to 10, get one, talk to 10, get one, talk to 10, get one, talk to 10, get two. What happened? You get better. As you continue to progress in the business, you'll get better and better and better and better. The real cool part is the people who have made $100,000, $200,000, $1 million in this business, most of them still probably don't get more than 3 or 4 out of 10. If you are a professional baseball player and you bat 300, that means that you walk up to the plate 10 times and 7 out of 10 times you strike out. You only get a hit 3 times. they'll pay you $1 million a year. It's the same thing with this business. If you can get about 3 out of 10, you can build it as big as you want. It's just about how many people do you talk to. And here's the really cool part. If you're brand new in the business and you're worried, oh, well, I only get 1 out of 10, no problem. You can make up in numbers what you lack in skill at the beginning. If I get 9 out of 10 and you get 1 out of 10 and we compete, you can still beat me because I might go talk to 10 and get 9, and you could go talk to 100 and get 10. So you need to understand that the law of averages exists for a reason. It's the reason we get paid so much money to do this, because most people don't want to do it. You know, when Justin and I got started our very first month in the business, you know, we plugged probably 50 or 60 people into the system. We either had them sit down with John Elizabeth or come to an event or watch a video, you know, some third party, you know, way of telling the story. And I think only 7 out of those 50 said, yes, I want to team up and do the business with you. Now, something like 25 or 30 of them ended up getting the membership because they wanted to protect their family, but about 7 said yes to business. And those 7 have turned into over 350 in the last 7 months. You see, it doesn't matter if everyone says yes. It only matters that you find the right ones. We're not in a convincing business. We're in a sorting business. We're looking for the people who are looking for us. So understand the law of averages going in. And there's one more average you need to understand. If you're inviting for your first event, okay, if you're hosting a PBR or a private conference call, you know, at your place, or you've got your upline getting on a call for you, you know, understand whatever your goal is for that attendance. If you want to have 5 people show up to the briefing this week, here's the numbers for that. If you have 10 people tell you, I will definitely, unless I am dead, be there at 7 o'clock on Thursday, about 5 will show up. We don't know why this happens. I think people sometimes get lost in the ether. They, you know, they get hungry or something comes up. You know, oftentimes they don't even mean to miss it. Just something comes up. But about half of the people who say they'll be there show up. I see all the time people inviting, you know, they say, hey, my goal is to have 2 people at the briefing on Thursday. And they call 2 people. Of course, they're not going to hit their goal. Both of them might not even pick up. So if you want to have 2 people at the briefing, that means you need to have 4 say, I'll definitely be there. And if you want to have 4 say, I'll definitely be there, usually you have to call around 8. So whenever you're hosting your first event, or if you haven't had an event in a while and you want to host another event, you know, whatever goal you set, make sure that you're doing the work that's required to hit that goal. Don't be delusional into thinking that you can call 5 people and have 5 people show up. Know the numbers going in. So that brings me to number 5 on the basics, okay? Have your own PBR and have your own private conference call. You want to launch your business. Don't start a business, launch a business, okay? You know, whenever you're getting started in Legal Shield, you want to treat it like you are on a runway in an airplane. You want to pump the throttle all the way up to 100. You want to be going as fast as you possibly can so that by the time you get the end of that runway, you have enough lift to get up into the air so you don't crash and burn. This is so, so important. You know, this business is built for part-time spare time. But what you need to do is treat the time that even if you only have 2 hours a week to build this business, you need to make that 2 hours really count. You need to go all in during those 2 hours, whatever amount of time you have. You know, when I got started in the business, I was a full-time college student and I had a full-time sales job, you know, with a medical lab. I have a full-time girlfriend. I'm pretty busy, right? I was pretty busy. I was having to drive 3 hours one way to where most of my prospects were to do meetings and 3 hours back to school. So I understand if you're really, really busy, great. But you need to treat that little bit of time that you have like it's the most valuable time in the world. You need to really work hard during that time. Here's the best way to do it. You need to set up a PBR at your home this week. You need to. If you've been in the business for 10 years, do this anyway. Set up a PBR at your home this week. Set a goal for how many people you'd like to be there and hit it no matter what. Hit it no matter what. This is so, so important. Understand in network marketing, it doesn't matter what you can do. It matters what duplicates. And what happens is people on your team will do exactly what you do. That means that if you get started and in your first 5 days, you host a PBR at your place, when all of your friends get started, what are they going to do? They are going to host a PBR at their place in the first 5 days. It's going to duplicate out throughout the business. The faster you move, the faster your team will move. This is so, so powerful. And then why do you have to make sure you hit your goal? I'm telling you, if you set a goal, I want to have five people at my house, make it do or die. Do everything it takes to make sure there are five people there. Here's the reason why. A lot of people set goals for themselves and then don't hit them. And what they're doing is they're training themselves to believe that they don't hit their goals when they set them. Even if you have to set your goal smaller, make sure you're hitting all these goals that you set for yourself. Training yourself to understand that when you set a goal, you hit it. Make that your mantra. And so you want to launch your business quickly, right? You want to have a PBR, you want to have a PCC for the people in a different area, and you want to encourage every new member to do the same thing. Why? Because people are so much more comfortable coming over to your place where they visited you before than coming to a briefing. You bring them to the PBR, they get started or they get excited, and then you bring them to the briefing to show them how big it is, to show them the big picture. So you want to build with PBRs throughout the week leading up to the briefing. The briefing shouldn't be the one day a week that you work. You should be working building up to the briefing. The briefing should be when you show off to the team on how much you've been doing throughout the week. So number five is launch your business fast with a PBR and a PCC. Number six, and probably the most important of the basics, it's really, really simple, guys. You have to do personal development. If you aren't reading every single day, you are messing up. You are sacrificing a life of abundance that you could have to live like an average person if you aren't reading every single day. I don't care how busy you are, no matter what excuse you can think of, right? No matter what excuse you can think of, it doesn't matter if you read slowly, that's okay. When I started reading, I read extremely slowly. It took me about 4 minutes to read a page. Now I read about 4 pages a minute because I've been doing it every single day. And here's the important part about personal development. It does not matter. It does not matter at all what activities you go and do in the world. You can't go out and achieve success. You can't go out and capture it. It's not like that. You have to become the person that deserves the success that you want, and it will come into your life automatically. You do not become a millionaire by making $1 million. You become the person that people view as that millionaire, and then the money comes to you automatically. You need to be reading every single day. You need to be listening to audios every single day. Frank and Teresa Coyne make it so simple for all of us. There's a book of the month every single month. Plug into those. Be reading them every single day. If you aren't, you are leaving money on the table. The first book that I ever read was Think and Grow Rich. My dad, it took a long time for him to convince me to read it. I didn't want to. It sounded boring. I was like, I don't read nonfiction. I wasn't excited about it. He said, look, the title of the book is Think and Grow Rich. It's literally a two-step process. The first step is think, which I hope you're all doing, and the second step is grow rich. He said, there's not a hard work step. There's not a have an amazing idea step. It's not think, have an amazing idea, work hard, and grow rich. It's literally think and grow rich. He said, you could be missing out on millions of dollars if you don't read this book. Are you sure you want to risk it? For all of you on the call that haven't picked up a book yet, who are worried that you think reading isn't cool, here's the stat you need to know, because a lot of kids in my college courses would complain about this one thing. They would complain about the income disparity in America. They would talk about how CEOs make so much more money than the people who work for them. Well, here's the real truth. The average American reads less than one half of a book each year. The average CEO reads about 60 books a year, about a book a week. They must know something we don't know. That's the truth. If you read every single day, if you listen to audios every single day and plug into people who have what you want and who have been where you are, you can become that person that you've always wanted to be, and the results will follow automatically. I want you all to work so much harder on developing yourself than you work on your business, because it will develop your business so much faster, okay? For those of you guys that are brand new to personal development, I would absolutely recommend Think and Grow Rich. I would recommend How to Win Friends and Influence People. Those two books are incredible to dive into personal development. If you want to read specifically about network marketing, read Business of the 21st Century by Robert Kiyosaki. GoPro by Eric Worre, Building an Empire by Brian Carruthers. Those three books are all in-depth on network marketing. They're incredible. We have GoPro coming up on the reading list, I think, in December. We had Building an Empire on the list earlier this year. You need to read all these books and get that information in your head. For those of you guys that want to listen to audios, understand audios cannot replace reading. However, you should be doing both. We spend so much time in our cars. You need to be doing both. For those of you who listen to audios, there's one audio that you have to listen to. It is Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. Building Your Network Marketing Business by Jim Rohn. I can personally tell you that Ben Notini, all of his success in Legal Shield and network marketing came from that audio. He's probably listened to it 100 times. It is very, very important. So understand, guys, because I'm coming in to the end of my time here, and I know some of you may have been hopping on this call hoping to get some secret knowledge, some of those, the keys to the vault, the stuff that they're not telling you, right? The real truth is, if you can follow these six basics, if you can just plug into this system, right? If you can just get really good at inviting people to take a look and understand not everyone's going to say yes and continue to develop yourself every day and keep your why in front of you, if you can do these things, you can build a business as big as you want to, because all you have to do, once you master these, all you have to do is just show someone else how to do the same thing. That's how you build a huge business in network marketing and Legal Shield. So guys, I am really, really excited about, you know, where this company is going. Understand, if you haven't really plugged in, if you're not really in tune to what's happening right now, understand we're in the best company, in the best industry, with the best CEO, leading us toward the Vision 2020, where we're going to 10 times our company in 4 years. We have the millennial movement in full swing. We have bonuses like you couldn't believe on the table right now. The timing has never been better. I want all of you on the call to make the decision today to go out and build the business you've always dreamed of building. You know what you have to do. Go out and take action tonight. Make a list tonight. Contact someone tonight. If you wait until tomorrow, the feeling you have right now will slip away. It will slip away. So make the decision today to go out and build the business that you've always wanted to. Be promoting for this event, you know, coming up in Sunset Beach, because every person you bring to that event is going to completely – it's going to change their life. It's going to develop them into a whole new person to go forward and build this business with you. But I'm over time. You know, thank you guys so much for having me on the call. And John, I'll pass it back to you.
You got excited and got going. What a train. I need a 30-second response on something. And only 30 seconds, because
sure,
we're a little bit over. Are you still there?
Yes, sir.
Yep. Okay. I need a 30-second response on something. Why will audios not replace reading? I absolutely agree with you, but what is your reasoning behind that?
It's, you know, to me, it's really just there's magic to, you know, having something on paper, holding it in your hand. The way your brain interprets the information is so much different. I mean, on a surface level, obviously, you know, you can be doing a lot of other things while you're listening to audio, and you're not really absorbing it like you are when you're reading. But even just the fact that it's on paper versus on a screen or coming in through your ears, it completely changes the information. It changes the way you record it in your brain.
It's interesting you raise that. I will be speaking on it next weekend. Now, speaking of, you went long, and I'm glad you did, because I absolutely buy into everything you said. I think you said some critically important points. The book of the month this month is Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. And, you know, you sat down and talked about the power of reading, and you're so right. I'm reading three books right now. Write It Down, Make It Happen, Eric Worre's GoPro, and then a nonfiction, another nonfiction book. I was given the copy that I've got that I'm in my hands right now, How to Win Friends and Influence People, in 1982, so 36, 34 years ago. I read this particular book in the first time in 83, 84, again in 89. And I just want to bring out a couple of points, because we've run over and we want to keep this call short. In how to win friends and influence people. He says, one of the things about really getting people to love you, to become a friend of yours, is to be, and I'm going to tell three things. So write them down. Be intently curious about them and what they do. So curiosity. The second one is a sort of offshoot of that. Be sincerely interested in what you're asking about. So you have to be. The third thing is sincere. So curious, interested, and sincere. If in 2 minutes I was to talk about this book, that is how you bring others closer to you. Not by speaking, but by being curious. Not by speaking, but by being interested in them. And in every interaction you have with them, don't be flattering people or making up things. Be sincere in your interaction with them. So that being said, I urge people. He was right. He mentioned how to win friends and influence people along with Think and Grow Rich. If you might have read it 20 years ago. I read it 34 years ago the first time. I want you to go read it now. It'll change your life. Elizabeth, let me turn it over to you to close the call out with a couple of things at the end.
Well, I want to send the call now to Charleston, to Frank and Teresa Coyne. Got a couple of announcements to cover, and then I will go over all the exciting rank advancements and recognition for this past week. So, Teresa, I'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. What a great call. Great training, Nick. Oh, my gosh. And I love that book, John. And what a great, some great points you brought out from it. None of us listen enough. We're always wanting to run our mouths. So great. We can all learn so much every time we read those books of the month. So we know what's happening next week. Next Wednesday, we will actually be doing this call from Sunset Beach. And I don't know if we've ever been so excited about an event. And I want to share a little bit about it, kind of let you in maybe on a little secret or two, maybe. But I want you to know, I had a conversation today with Rob Hurst, and I just asked him to post his comments on your Performance Family Facebook page, and I appreciate, Rob, you doing this. But he's been doing some introducing some new associates to us, fantastic new associates. I remember this afternoon I was talking to Sherry Powell. We're hoping she'll be in Sunset Beach, so she'll be part of the team event there. But he's doing just constant great three-way calls, introducing me to great people. And here's why Rob is so passionate about everybody getting to this upcoming team event, which is a once-a-year annual event. So in Rob's words, he says, he and this is talking about the Performance Family event years ago, the first one he went to, and he was actually, from going to that event, he was able to walk away from his full-time job, and he hasn't had a full-time W-2 since then. And to get there, though, this is important. He had to make a lot of sacrifice to get there. He says, I barely knew anyone in the van that he was riding down from Ohio to Myrtle Beach at that time on a 13-hour drive to South Carolina in a 15-passenger van. He said it was not comfortable. He missed a couple days of work, missed an event with his family, his daughter, but his life was forever changed from making that sacrifice. He says the one thing that he knew was in order to be blessed, he had to be willing to give up, and at that time, he gave up a little time, a few hundred dollars, but I'm telling you, he says he's been paid hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of dollars in income since then, and just part-time. And so please, the lineup for this event, it's the best we've ever had. You only know part of it. So you know Darnell Self is going to be kicking off our main event. We do have the B2B event on Thursday for those of you who are doing group sales. We've got Melissa Wilder, the best. She's the most sought-after trainer in that arena, and she's from our home office and the field. She is going to be there on Thursday from noon to 6-ish to conduct that training. And so there'll be some a few other speakers, but she is the keynote. She is the main one. And that's a separate registration that we've gotten. I'm going to answer some questions as we go along here real quickly. That's a separate registration, so make sure you register separately for that, or you can pay at the door. It's just $20 at the door. But the main event is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning until about 3 in the afternoon, actually. And we are so excited about the agenda. Darnell Self is going to kick the event off. I was sharing this afternoon who Darnell Self is. We have a lot of new people on the call tonight. Well, you know, you've heard of Entrepreneur of the Year, I'm sure. Well, the national, not statewide, the National Black Chamber of Commerce every year elects an Entrepreneur of the Year. And the, by the way, the president of the National Black Chamber of Commerce, Harry Alford, has spoken at our conventions before. He loves Legal Shield. Well, this is actually outside the world of Legal Shield. The National Black Chamber of Commerce elects every year an Entrepreneur of the Year, and Mr. Darnell Self, our keynote speaker earning $1 million a year in Legal Shield, has received that honor not once, but twice. Nobody in the history of giving out that award has ever earned it twice, and he did. So within the world of Legal Shield, he is probably the most respected trainer and presenter, and outside of the world of Legal Shield, in the world of entrepreneurship and business, he is so respected. So we are thrilled to have him kicking off our event. But I want to tell you, I was telling Rob today when I was talking to him, there are some things that are going to happen at that event that I predict some of you are going to fall out of your chairs. You're going to be shocked. It's some incredible stuff that's going to be going on. So I can't wait. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's not the, you don't get to really know the secret, but you need to know there's some really great stuff happening there. So let me answer some questions. The last day to pre-register at $105. And by the way, that includes your dinner Friday night. It includes your T-shirt, and it includes your House of Blues dinner party Saturday night. So all, and of course, all the seminars all day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, I mean, you do need to find a place to bunk up, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But the last day to pre-register is midnight this Sunday. Otherwise, you can register at the door for a little bit more. I think it's $135 at the door instead of $105. Now, this is important. Some of you bought more than one ticket. We don't know who the other ticket is for. We need a T-shirt size and a name for a name tag, a lanyard. So we need your help. I need to make sure that if you bought more than one ticket or if you're transferring a ticket, we need that information by Friday, this Friday midnight, because we're going to be making the name tags this weekend. So please get that information over to Jennifer or myself. So, or you can go, actually, I think you can go into where you registered yourself and add that information, or if not, just email it to us, whatever's easier. We need your help on that. That is really important. Y'all don't make me stay up all night Tuesday making name tag changes, okay? You got me? So I need your help on that.
We got a meeting Tuesday.
Yeah, we've got a meeting Tuesday. We've got business to do. The weather's mild. It's going to be great, high in the low 70s and at night in the 50s, perfect weather. The attire is business.
Casual.
Yeah, business casual. I mean, no shorts or caps, but just business casual. Be comfortable for the parties. You can still wear your business casual attire or, you know, wear your party attire. Whatever you want to wear, it's fine. And what else here? Oh, this is important. Have a lot of gotten emails and questions. I'm directing everybody who wants a roommate or to be a roommate, go to your Performance Family site, and when you click on events, one of the options there is the I Believe event, and then the event communications tab will pop out once you highlight I Believe event. Go to the communications tab, and there's a separate one there for anybody who is wanting a roommate, any rooming information, and transportation. You can also go to the transportation tab, and if you need a ride or something or coordinating with people, definitely use that. And also use our Facebook page. I did see, was it Gwyneth, I think, that, no, let me see here. I know somebody posted it on Facebook and on the, where is it here? Well, I won't find it here now, but anyway, I think it's smart to put it both on Facebook and to put it, it was Gwyneth Doyle. Thank you, Gwyneth, for doing that. She posted her travel needs and wanting to get a ride from Charleston on Facebook and on the communication blog. So take advantage of that. Communicate with each other. Work it out. You can do it. That's what it's all there for. Now, what else? Frank, was there anything else? I know people have been asking a lot of questions.
We want to have fun.
Yeah, we're going to have fun. It's going to be so empowering. And I'm telling you, you're just going to be just like Rob was and is every time. He wouldn't miss an event because we know the power of it. For all the new people on the line, here's what I want you to know. Attending that event will cut 6 months to to 12 months off your learning curve.
And it'll also prove to your organization you're leading.
Yes.
You're taking over the lead.
Yeah, that's right.
You want a lot of your people there. You want a lot of leaders in your organization.
Yes, exactly. So back to you, Elizabeth. If there's anything else, let me know. But I think I covered it.
Well, that's great, and thank y'all so much. I'm going to close the call out here with some recognition. Let's go over our top recruiters for this past week. We have a ton of people tied at one. Rodney and Tal Somerville out of North Carolina, Bernard Gaddis out of South Carolina, John Lom out of North Carolina, Edward Dean out of North Carolina, Ron Burns out of North Carolina, Matthew Root out of South Carolina, Nancy Chaconas out of California, Marcus Morris out of Texas, Bobby Sass out of South Carolina, Latricia Jones out of Ohio, Kimberly Simmons out of Ohio, Larry Hemingway out of Illinois, Susan Mercer out of North Carolina, and Lon Harrelson out of Illinois are all tied for first place in our top recruiters this past week. Congratulations to you, our top producer. There is only one top producer for this past week, and it is the one and only Michael Johnson out of Charleston, South Carolina. And to finish us off tonight, we've got our rank advancements. A good number of rank advancements. This is awesome. Basil Limba out of Virginia, new senior associate. I apologize, they don't have a first name. Junior Stewart out of Georgia, senior associate. Tiffany Flood out of South Carolina, senior associate. Rebecca Seward out of Illinois, senior associate. Trina Dunbar out of Illinois, a new manager. Congratulations to you. Myra Lisbeth is a senior manager out of Virginia. The Infinity Insurance Group out of North Carolina is a new director. Peter Minton out of South Carolina, new director. And Sharita Moss out of North Carolina is a new director. So congratulations to all of you. Thank you to Nick Odom for your powerful training tonight. Thank you to Mr. Gardner for our book review. Thank you all for calling in. Get registered for this event next week. We look forward to seeing all of you on the coast of North Carolina just a few days from now. Y'all have a great week, and let's build for this event, and we'll see you then. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night, Elizabeth.